Welcome back to the High School Roundup. I'm your host, Matt Reynolds. This segment, I'll be joined by two head coaches who are headed into the semifinals. They had their teams getting big-time victories in the quarterfinals, and we'll start in Class 2A with the team who has been on the rise in Nowata. Nowata got a victory last night. They fended off Washington, and they advanced to the semifinals in Class 2A. Nowata is the only Eastside team left in Class 2A. Nowata head coach Matt Hagebush now joins me. Coach, your team comes out on top, 42-35, in a wild game. Take us through the victory.
Wild, you know, barely sums it up. To go on the road, you know, and win in a tough place, you know, against an incredibly talented, quality opponent like Washington, you know, I think just really is a testament to the toughness, you know, of our kids mentally, physically. They've worked their tails off, and they, you know, have put themselves in a position to, you know, get four more practices. That's been our motto since the playoffs have started. You know, is to be 1 week at a time, and not even looking forward to the next game, but just looking forward to trying to get four more practices. So that's, you know, had a bunch of kids step up, you know, some underclassmen, some seniors, you know, just everybody, just a big full team effort. Guys just really, really played their hearts out right there all the way to the end.
A big reason why Nowata has had success this season is the offense and the passing game has been working tremendously this season for Nowata.
Well, you know, we've got a pretty special young man behind center, Wyatt Steigerwald. You know, from an offensive standpoint, absolutely makes us go. You know, makes great decisions. His poise, his you know, confidence, and his understanding in what we're doing. You know, it has really just allowed him to stay calm and just make great plays, you know, all season long. His scramble right there at the end that, you know, for the touchdown, for the go-ahead touchdown right there at the end was, you know, pretty outstanding play on his part. You know, he could have panicked. He could have, you know, just chunked the ball away or whatever else. But, you know, he scrambled a little bit, saw a seam, and actually broke a tackle and found a little bit of running lane right through the middle and was able to sneak in there and put us on top for good.
Matt Reynolds talking with Nowata head coach Matt Hagebush, whose team is headed into the semifinals after a victory last night against Washington. Coach, you get a very tough opponent in Class 2A, an OCS, a team that's been tested. They even came up and beat a Class 4A team who made it all the way to the semifinals in Class 4A. So very tried and tested team, tough team. What do you see in this OCS team?
Well, I mean, you know, basically exactly what you said right there. You know, and they've you know, not only have they, you know, beat quality opponents, but they have, you know, shown their ability to overcome adversity, you know, with some injuries and things like that. But they just play with a lot of character, a lot of integrity. They, you know, just like I was talking about our quarterback, you know, that you watch them play and they just don't get rattled. They just keep coming at you. You know, they're solid across the board. You know, not many weak spots there on that roster. But that's the way it is, you know, whenever you make it to this round. You know, there's not many weak spots on anybody's roster. So it's, you know, it wouldn't have mattered who our opponent was. You know, they're going to be really good. And you know, whoever it would have been would have had a roster full of guys that are you know, just talented and a lot of confidence in going out and executing their game plan and being ready for the win. So,
Coach, you're certainly right about that. Two teams that are going to be facing each other next week, Nowata and OCS, two very talented teams. Coach, what are the keys for Nowata to advance next week to the state championship game?
Well, anytime you play in big games, you know, it's going to be little things that win it, that, you know, turn it one way or the other. You know, ball protection, you know, field position. I know it's cliche because you hear it in every big game, but that's going to be the key. You know, trying to eliminate, you know, giving up the big play, you know, from a defensive standpoint, you know, you got to try to get some long down and distance situations and figure out some ways to make the other team predictable. And I, you know, that's going to be their game plan with us. You know, it's, it's going to be one of those deals where you never know, you know, which two or three plays is going to swing the entire football game, and it's going to be the little things. It's going to be, you know, the play up front on both sides of the football. It's going to be, you know, the team that misses the fewest tackles. And, you know, at the end, you know, maybe a tipped ball that you know, goes our way to one of our defensive backs or vice versa. So it's going to be something little that's going to swing the momentum in this game. It's going to be every play, you know, right there on the edge of the seat.
Coach, I appreciate you coming on with me this morning. Good luck next week as you'll take on OCS and try to get into the state championship game.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you having us on.
That was NOWATA head coach Matt Hagabush joining me here on the High School Roundup. NOWATA heading into a semifinal game as they will face OCS next week, another team who is headed into the semifinals, who leads the state in passing. That is the Locust Grove Pirates. They remained unbeaten last night, knocking off Douglas 20-19. Locust Grove head coach Matt Hennessy now joins me here on the High School Roundup. Coach, Locust Grove gritted out this one last night. You come away with the victory, 1-point victory on the road at Douglas. The game had a wild finish. Honestly, they're still sorting out what exactly happened on the finish. Most people here in the Tulsa area who maybe didn't get a chance to see the game. Coach, kind of just take us through the wild finish and your team's 20-19 victory over Douglas.
It was came down to the end, and they only had one sideline warning. And the explanation I got from the refs was that it was fourth and long, and they throw a pass, completed. The final result for them was he made about four of our guys miss. They got some great, great players. And Coach Alexander does a heck of a job. That's one of the best coached inner city schools I've ever seen. But they made a bunch of guys miss, and he went and scored. But the flag had already been thrown. I saw the flag get dropped right after he caught the ball. I mean, it was before he even made one juke. But one of the assistants was way up in there, and was bumping into the official, and he dropped the flag way early. And so since it was their second sideline warning, it's a 5-yard penalty. And it's not, everybody's saying it's a dead ball foul. It's not a dead ball foul. It happens during the play. And then it got crazy after that. They ended up getting another penalty. I don't know what all went on that sideline. I just know they just kept backing them off. And so they got another chance at it fourth down, and we made a play on that one, and then we were able to take a knee on it.
Coach, your team does advance Locust Grove on to face a Heritage Hall squad who's a very – this is a great matchup. I think this is one of the best games we have next week. I know we've got state championship games across the state, but this game in the semifinals is between two teams, two high-powered offensive teams. You get it. The young man who's had the big season for you all season long, Mason Fine, he had another big-time game last night against Douglas. Just talk about what does Mason Fine bring to this ball club that makes him just so special?
He's one of the toughest kids and biggest competitors I've ever met. Last night, people didn't know, we've been having problems with his back. Last, it started on about Wednesday, and the back spasm so bad. In pregame, I wasn't even sure he was going to be able to go. He couldn't move. He couldn't throw. When you throw the ball and you figure how many times we throw the ball a game anyway, so you start figuring out how many times we throw in practice, and you go out after practice. He's still outside practicing more. He doesn't like anything but perfection. So he's probably thrown a million footballs since August. So, I mean, his back's taking a toll. And the back's about to be so bad, my trainer said, I don't know if he can go. And Mason just looked at me and goes, "Bull, I'm going." And he found a way to gut it out. You could tell he wasn't himself. He couldn't take off and run like he does normally. He couldn't get something to throw. His time was all off. But he gutted it out. And he made plays that he had to. The whole team did. I mean, they came out. I mean, you've never been in that environment. And these kids never have. You got to remember, these kids, last year was the first time they'd ever been to the playoffs in so long. So going to a class-style Douglas environment, and they were kind of in shell shock first half. It was crazy. But our defense stepped up, didn't allow points second half, and Mason did just what he had to do. And these kids did what they've done all year, which is just pull together and get behind each other. If somebody's not making a play, somebody else make it. And we're not very big, fast, or strong, but they sure are tough, and they play hard. So. But Heritage Hall, I thought Heritage Hall and Kingfish, that's two teams I've talked about all year long. We scrimmaged them in preseason, so we've seen them. But very, very talented team. We'll definitely have to play perfect football, or we won't walk out a winner.
Matt Reynolds talking with Locust Grove head coach Matt Hennessy. Locust Grove into the semifinals. They'll get Heritage Hall next week. Coach, when you look this Heritage Hall team on film, you've seen them through the scrimmage play, and I'm sure you've went out and seen them at other times. What do you see in this Heritage Hall squad that makes them so special?
Well, besides the fact that they're so big, fast, and athletic, besides they're so well coached. I mean, Coach Boger's been there for a long time. His son's right in the ranks. I've heard he's going to take over, you know, so he's kind of doing a lot of it. They've just done the same thing for so long, and they're so used to winning. I think that's a big thing, too, that people don't understand. Understanding how to get – that's like with Douglas. Douglas has been in those games so many times. You get it this time of year, with the exception of us, it's all teams that are used to winning state titles. They don't know anything but practicing in December. They don't know anything but going and playing in big games like that. So all that combined together, it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us.
It is going to be a great game next week. Coach, get you out of here on this. What do you see as the keys for Locust Grove to defeat Heritage Hall next week in a 3A semifinal battle and get into the state championship game?
Yeah, we're going to keep doing what we do, which is play as fast as we can. The one thing we control is our shape. So, you know, we've been averaging, and you can see it last night, Douglas wore down. You know, we average about 70, 80 plays a game on offense. And we're going to play fast like that. We're going to do all the crazy stuff we do in special teams and our crazy formations. Defensive. We're just going to be who we are, which is just a slow, not very athletic, little bitty team that just plays hard and plays hard till the whistle. And that limits turnovers, and hopefully get making them.
Coach, thank you for taking some time out on this Saturday morning and joining me here on the Sports Animal. Good luck next week.
Thanks, Matt.
That was Locust Grove head coach Matt Hennessy joining me here on the High School Roundup as we round out our 2A and 3A coverage. And we'll move into the next segment, coverage of the state championship games, Class 4A and 5A preview coming up next after this break. Don't go anywhere. I'm Matt Reynolds. We'll be back on the High School Roundup and your home for sports, the Sports Animal.